probably not a good idea to give a couple of hour homily at this point. So I can see that a few of you are smiling and some of you are like. So first of all, I am, not that it has anything to do with me, but I'm really grateful that you're here, because I know this is a bit of a stretch for some. Talking to Gary and talking to Robert, the fact that this is way past some of your bedtimes, and I think Dr. Tim typically gets up probably in about, normally on a work day, we'd be up in about 3.5 hours. So I just had wanted to make just a couple of comments, and hopefully this will bless you. One of the things is just a reminder of when we do the gospel procession, and it's led by the cross, and of all the readings, the gospel is done somewhere in this neighborhood. And to think about why we do that, I mean, we have the other readings that are done up here, but then you have the gospel that's done down there. Any idea? Right. Because the Lord comes among us, and so he comes into, it's like he comes into the body, he comes into the crowd, he comes into our midst. It's kind of like the incarnation, isn't it? And it's the whole, it's the finished work of the cross, it's the gospel proclaimed in our midst, and it's all about a journey, it's all about his processing, all about him coming from heaven to earth to redeem us. And so that whole thing that happens, everything in the liturgy has a purpose to it. It's not just random. And it's not trying to make that an end in and of itself, but it is pointing to something about our faith. And as we all know, all of us are always going somewhere all the time. We're always going somewhere all the time. And when the Lord's going somewhere, he's going somewhere with a very specific purpose. He's coming to us to rescue us. And so I just wanted to say something real briefly about those titles that Isaiah the prophet is given, that is this proclamation of who it is that's coming, that he is this wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And when you think about him being the wonderful counselor, it's talking about those theological attributes of the Lord that we don't necessarily think a whole lot about. But it's so precious when we consider those titles, that he is Wonderful Counselor. So if you do a little digging, you find that the whole notion of wonderful is awesome, is amazing, is tremendous. But counselor, it all has to do with him being omniscient. He's all-knowing. The Lord knows every single answer to our questions. He knows every single question that's in our hearts. He knows every circumstance, every situation that we're striving to discern. He knows our longings. He understands our weaknesses. He understands when we trip and fall, and he's always there. He's this wonderful counselor, always, always, always just waiting for us to call upon him, for him to speak that truth that will set us free. The wonderful counselor. And he never makes a mistake. He always knows the right thing to say at the right time, in the right place. Always. He's the wonderful counselor, the one who's come among us. He's mighty God. And again, if you do a little bit of digging, you find that the word mighty also means hero. God is our hero. He's mighty God. And another way of looking at that is he is this divine warrior. So the character that's talked about there is he is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He's never lost a battle, never lost a fight, and he never will. And it says that the battle belongs to the Lord. And it says in the scriptures that we are more than conquerors in him, and that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. He's mighty God. He's omnipotent. And he's always there, always telling us to not be afraid, to be courageous, because he's going with us, he's behind us, he's before us, but he allows us to enter into it in the light of what he's doing. But he's the one in whom we have put our lives in, that he will always take us to victory. And then everlasting Father. Again, digging around a little bit, that word everlasting means existing everywhere. So again, the characteristic of the Lord, he's omnipresent, existing everywhere. And that's not pantheism or creationism, but he's existing everywhere. The Lord is always aware of us. He never takes his eye from us. He never takes his focus. He's constantly aware of us, constantly loving us. So again, we think of those titles of who he is, and he comes among us also as Prince of Peace. That's kind of the summation of all of that. He takes all of that, and his reign will be that of peace. The characteristic will be of peace. Where there is that word shalom is what that word peace there is. And it has to do with health, with prosperity. It has to do with wellness. It has to do with fullness, that he comes as Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. All of those titles, and I just think it's marvelous. So the last thing just to say about that in regards to the government being on his shoulders, and that government upon his shoulders will never end. And if you've ever had the opportunity to study about government, if you take the definition of government, and I know I've shared this before, but you take the definition of government and you break it down to its simplest foundational statement as to what is the purpose of government. The purpose of government can be summed up in three words: to restrain evil. That's the purpose of government. To restrain evil. How does it do that? By promoting the good. The $64,000 question is, how do you define evil and how do you define good? And so when we look at the Lord, the Lord's very clear as to what is evil and what is good. And the government is upon his shoulders, ever expanding. And so when you think of inviting the Lord Jesus into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, you're inviting him who is Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Wonderful Counselor, ever expanding his presence into your life, restraining evil and promoting the good because of who he is, because he loves us so. Amen? Peace of the Lord be with you. Let's offer one another a sign of Christ's peace. Still awake?